Mechayev you money. You know, according to you're saying the really more than mixes the seed mechayev you money, and then the shua pops at you. That's not so misdaber. But why should we mechayev you money? Because your money's in mixes. It's just it could be the other guy's a crook. It's it shot is that the money that mixes is a reason to be nervous a little bit. It's a chance. We don't know who's a liar. And maybe that we make a shua. The reason why mitzvah is chayiv pashiv shad is not that you're not chayiv because be'etzem you should have been your chayiv in the first place. You're chayiv because since there's a chayiv shua and you're not doing what you're mechayiv to do, therefore you're chayiv.
It would be like a funny thing for the Torah to make a chayiv shua if there's no attempts of making it.
Yeah, why would I try to make a chayiv shua and then create a dimi toch?
I thought that a person is chayiv today. If today they can't make a shua, the taka chayiv.
Yes, if there's already a chayiv, if there's a chayiv and for a valid reason,
moedim mixas.
I understand, but Chaim Goren was saying that the Torah wouldn't, that if we're assuming that there is no case of moedim mixas as chayiv shua. Because if we would say that Miga the Khashamina Khashashwasa by Mode the Mixes, and you'll never ever ever have a case of Mode the Mixes Chai Shua, what would the Torah have done? So to me, I'm assuming the Torah would never be Mechayev the Shua. Not because they're not gonna jump to Mechayev you Mamin. The only reason if there's already a Chayev Mamin Shua, because it's Ishtamute and it makes sense to have a Chayev Shua, and just there's some side reason why you can't swear. So then there's a svara that since you're mechuyev shua and you can't do it, you have to pay. But the Torah is not going to make a chiyev shua if you can't swear. It sounds like sounds absurd. And my Torah wants me to mechayev you money. Why would Torah be mechayev you money? You know, there's no reason to assume you're guilty. Okay, so that's the question. So the question is, what is why? How can you go ahead and be mechayev shua if mimanashach? If mimanashach, you're in the tour. Right. So, what do you people say? You've had a whole day to think about this.
Yeah. Is it possible that what happens is you have chashir manachashir shuasa, and the other side knocks it down halfway, so that you have a balance. So it becomes chashir amoina, but loy chashir shuasa.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I don't know what that means. If we're going, the Gemara is assuming that's a mitzvah.
No, that's part of the argument. But the other hand that he sees.
The other side is it's an honest person. The other side,
right? So that knocks it down. That he says at least he's good enough, you know, not to make it. He can make a shvuah. There's like a compromise. It says, you know what I mean? He's not a complete ganav.
I don't know. I don't know if you can do that, you think.
All right. Just suggesting.
Does it make a difference the fact that the svar of migu, that helps the guy? In other words, it's like we feel for the guy. You have a migu, you know, we can't make him make a shur. But the svar of chashash, is not really coming from him. That's the guy that ties our hands down. So it's not like we're looking at two independent things that are like helping the guy out. So therefore, is not such a powerful thing because anyway, the guy by the other side, he's the 50-50. So over here, we won't be so nice to the guy because, you know, it's only for us to prevent us from making the guy make sure. It's not really coming from him. Could that make a difference?
Let me ask you, I think the question is, what is the reason why Chashem Amayna Chashem Shuasa? What's the reason? What's the Havana behind that?
Because someone who's a Shegetz enough to be a Ganav is a Shegetz enough to take a false Shrua.
Right. So that means that you're making a Shrua serves absolutely no function.
So what's the problem?
So then I don't hear any answer. You know,
yeah, but when
you're chashem amayna, if he's chashem amayna, then you're just wasting your time. There's no point to make a shua. If either he's a chashem amayna, and then there's no point to make a shua, or he's a meishav aved and a migu, so he's honest. There's also no point to make the shua.
Oh,
so mimanashach, there's no point to make a shua.
Not well, really.
If you put them together, then why can't...
He's not going to let him make a shvua shav.
What?
He's not going to... You can't use that as a mar heter to make a shvua shav, because it was just Ishtamutia saying, I'll pay him eventually, so I'm not going to be over. I'm not going to be a gazlan.
Right, but Ishtamutia is one of the two choices. He's saying, if you would say Ishtamutia, then you would have the p'tur. Where he sets it up, that if you say Ishtamutia, that takes off the problem of Miga the Chashmona and Chashwasa, but it would bring back the problem of Migli and Mesha Aveda. The only way we take off the problem of Migli and Mesha Aveda is by assuming Bekudei Boi Derechvarek. That's how he's learning. For some reason, okay, you want to argue why, that in order to explain why the person is not a Mesha Aveda, we have to say Bekuda Boy Derechvarek and not Ishtamute. That's how he's setting it up. The Gemara is giving two opposite answers that are in steer to each other. Because there's two choices. There's either he's a crook and it's Kuda Boy Derechvarek, and he has no interest in Ishtamute, and he was only half made there because ain't other Mesha. And the other half, he has absolutely no interest and intention of paying because Kuda Boy Derechvarek. Now, this Kula Boy Delifrei means he really wants to steal the whole thing. He couldn't steal the whole thing because they ain't other Megas, but he's planning on stealing half, not Ishtamute. He's out to steal half. He has no intention of paying that back. That's what solves the problem of Meshav Aveda. Kula Boy Delifrei solves the problem of Megas Chashit. So he's saying that for when you want a path to, for each one, you come along with a different Svara.
When you put them together, wouldn't it come out that Chashir Amonu Chashir Ashwasa doesn't mean it's 100% that it's 100% true, right? So if you put it together,
why doesn't that mean it's 100% true?
Because it doesn't. Because it means that it's true enough that it maybe that if it was just a question of this guy's Chashir, so we say it's not worth it to give a guy Shavua for the 5% chance that he'll actually be scared off. When it's only a 50% chance that the guy is a chashid, so then you combine it with the other 50% chance where he's honest, then the shvua does have, the apiro of the shvua will work, even if it's a slim rov, and the patur of the meshu avida can't work because there's only 50-50 that he is a meshu avida, so that patur is out the window. So then the shvua has a function, and there's no, and neither patur works because it only has, because it's only on one side.
Okay, I don't know, I hear, but pash this. Okay, I hear.
You can say similar.
I'm say something like that, but maybe a little.
Can we say it again?
Why is it better now than this?
We'll say. You know, those guys, the people at Ilbikias, we have this. I don't know whether we should do this.
Can you repeat the question of the Maram Shif from yesterday?
Your Maram Shif is the same. Well, let's go in order. We'll go slowly in order. Let me do this first. We have the same question. The Chef Shemayitz has the exact same thing on the Rambam, the first Chef Shemayitz. The Rambam says, Sabek deraisa lakula, mi deraisa. Only drabbana. So it brings a question. So why does the Torah have to say that Sabek mamzer is mutter? Even without a pasuk, Sabek mamzer is mutter, because Sabek deraisa lakula. So he basically says to Shev Shemaitza that without that al sabek deraisa lekula, a sabek mamzer would be allowed to marry a mamzeris, sabek deraisa lekula. He would be allowed to marry a yisraelis, sabek deraisa lekula. But if he wanted to marry them both, the vasachas, he would give a kedushin. I mean, assuming that there's an issue to make the Kedushin also, and he would marry both at the same time, but a Shliach, that he can't do, because Mimana Shach, he's Vadei over in Isser. Comes along the Pasuk of Sabek Mamzer Mutter, and says he can even marry them both the Vasachas. Why can he marry them both the Vasachas? I, Mimana Shach, it's an Aveira. So the Pasuk, Sabek Deraisa, the Kula, Sabek Mamzer Mutter, is telling you that a Safek, that the Aveira, in order to get the Aveira of Mamzer, you have to be a Vadai. If you're not a vadai, you vadai don't get the aveira mamzer. Right? That's what the Shef Shemaita says. I know the reason why a mamzer can marry a suffix mamzer is not because suffix the rice and the kuda. It's because there's vadai no iser, because Hashem only has a vadai, not suffix.
Right?
So therefore, there's no concept of mimanasha. Because there is no mimanasha. Hashem never answered suffix. So the same structure, I think we want to say here, this is a little bit what Aaron is saying. Not exactly, but very close. Where the answer to the mimanasha is, when we say, Miga de chasha mayna chasha shuasa, it's in order to be get a din of miga de chasha mayna chasha shuasa, you have to be vadai chasha mayna. If you're not vadai chasha mayna, there is no din that you're chasha shuasa. It's not like, right? In other words, just like by suffolk mamzer. Suffolk mamzer is only a mamzer is usher in Israel. Only a mamzer, but a suffolk mamzer can marry Israel. There's no isher mamzer. If you're a suffolk mamzer, there's no din chasha mamayna. If you're a suffolk chasha mamayna, which makes no sense, but okay. So
that would answer very well the question on the Maharam Shif.
Right, that's right. The way we're trying it. Right.
That's why I wanted that question, because that, you know, was easier to answer.
Oh, okay. And that's true, because Ram Shif's lashon is words, so it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know if in the lashon, but the question that Rabbi asked, right. What? Why are we putting a shvuah
right.
in with?
Okay. I agree. So let's try and explain it logically. I'm going to say Aaron a little different than you, but basically, why is migur the chasha mayna chasha shvuasa? So someone said, I forgot who said it already, because it's the avera of stealing, and the avera shvuah are equal averas. So if a person would do one, he'd do the other. So it's a waste of time to give a guy a shvua. Kamimanasha. If he stole, he'll swear falsely. If he didn't steal, so what's the point? So you're just totally spinning your wheels. You're totally wasting time. So it's very likely to say that's not right. Even if Louis and Sword, they're on the same level, there are many people, you see today, there are guys, everybody has their one avera that they're nichsholing. The fact that you have a guy who's dishonest in business, it means he eats chazer. You know, the guy would accuse him of eating chazer, you say you insult him, you're insulting him. I'm a ganav, that's my profession. But, you know, in business is business. But going to shul is we're very from Jew. I dive in three times a day. I put on tefillin. I would never eat chaser. I am a ganav. Okay, that's business. And everybody has their aveira. I don't say everybody, but many people. So the fact that you are chashen amamayna does not necessarily mean that you'll swear falsely. Doesn't follow.
Well, that's the other side of the coin. That's chashen amamayna. Like chashen.
No. I'm trying to say like this. Like even if not. Of Chasha Mamayna Chasha Shwasa agrees that in Mitzias, a person might be Chasha Mamayna and he would not swear falsely. However, halachically, he's Chasha Shwasa.
How
swore
is that?
Let me try, please, give me a chance to say this, what I'm trying to say. There's a certain thing that you're Chasha Shwasa. Chasha Shwasa means that there's a possibility. It's a suffix. And what the pshat is that the Torah does not give a chiyuv shua to a person who might swear falsely, because you're being, it's like being machshon lifnei yiver. You can't, you have halachically, he's like a psul edus. A person who is halachically paskin that he's chasha shwasa, we don't give him a shua. It's not because the shvua is going to serve no function. There's 25% of the people who are chashen amamayna who will swear, will tell the truth. But the maisa halachically, once you are defined as Chashan Mamayna, then you're also defined as Chashan Ashuaza, and it's a halachic din. It's not a mitzias din. It's a halachic din that a Chashan Ashuaza can't swear. You can't give a chi of shua to a Chashan Ashuaza. How can you do that? I know there is, it's a very nice hakira. Is not miga the chashan mamayna chashan shuasa a mitzias tikadin? That because it's silly, it serves no function. We're wasting time. We're giving a guy a shvua and it's guaranteed it's not going to help. Because if the guy will steal, he'll swear falsely. Or no, even chashan mamayna chashan shuasa says it's not silly. Of course it might help. Of course, there are some people that care about one not the other. People are strange. You have all kinds of interesting people. But it's a halachic din. Once it's paskin, it's chashan amamayna, then by definition, it's chashan shuasa, and chashan shuasa is a psul. There's a halachic psul that you can't give a chiyav shua to a chashan shuasa. It's a din. It's not a mitzias. It's a din.
Has Rebbe seen this chakir in any of the Rosh Hashivas? Anywhere?
Probably. But I don't know.
Wild.
What?
It sounds very, very...
It sounds very beautiful. It's not a mitzias. It's a din. It's a din that you're puzzled. There's a psul in the gavra. The gavra, there's a halachic psul. We can't.
Why do we use the word hustle? Why do we use the word chashid?
What?
Why do we use the word chashid and not say Miku that he's chashid for money? Puzzle us.
Well, you're only not chashid on the money. So chashid on money.
According to Reb, you puzzle for the shua. It's a din puzzle.
No. The mitzias of chashid ashuasa is puzzle. But how do you get the mitzias? How do you get the halachic din that you're chashid on money ashua? So if there's a halachic din that you're chashid amamayna, then that creates a halachic din that you're chashid ashuasa. And once there's a halachic din that you're chashid ashuasa, then we can't give a chi of shua to a chashid ashuasa. How can you go ahead and give a shua to a person who might swear falsely? Halachically, he's chashid ashuasa. So you're going to give a shua to a person who's a chashid ashuasa?
Rebbe, that was the machlokes before in the Gemara. The Gemara said before, "Ketzad by elu by only day shvu shav." The Gemara Guva had the machlokes tanaim on that. Do we do such a thing like that?
I don't know.
The Gemara said that before.
I don't know. Where Gemara before?
The Gemara earlier said, "Ketzad by elu by only day shvu shav." That was the Gemara.
Okay, but that's the point. Sure, but this I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's the same. But let me try it over here. Let's not try and jump. So we're trying to think this, that maybe it's not a mitzias. When we say migi the chashma chasha shvuasa, it doesn't mean that the shvua is worthless. It's just it's a halachic din. We can't give you a shvua if you're a chasha mamayna. So then this mandragas nasa is very nice. Since it's zil hachika matzile, you don't get a chalais din of chashan mamayna. I can say it's a kuda boy delayde. So we cannot paskin on you that you're a chashan mamayna. We only paskin you're a chashan mamayna when the only choice is kuda boy delichvere. But if the choice is kuda boy delayde, then you're not paskin to be a chashan mamayna. Once there's no psak din that you're a chashan amamayna, then there's no, you're not a chashan shvuasa, then we can give you a shvua. What's the point? It's a tremendous point. It serves a function. It's very practical. So he's saying, Mamayna, he's saying, very good. You want to pater him from a shvua because he is a migui. Isn't it? We don't know. You know, maybe zil hachika matzilei. That kuda boy delichvere. I say, well, if it's kuda boy delichvere, so then he's a chashid, and a chashid gets a halais din, chashid. We're not saying for sure he's kuda boy delichvere. There's a 50% chance that it's kuda boy delichvere. So we're not giving him a chalais din chashin amemayda. We're only giving him, it's only a suffix. It's a suffix chashin amemayda. It's only giving it. So there's no sul shvua on a suffix chashin amemayda. So the memeida, you can give the shvua. Everyone's speechless.
There's no psul shvua on somebody who's only halachically chashin shvuasa.
I'm saying just the opposite. I'm saying there is a psul shvua. I'm trying to say that the hezber and migur the chashin mina chashin shvuasa is not because it's an effort of futility. It's silly. It serves no function. It's a halachic din. The halachic din is that whoever is halachically chashin shvuasa, you can't swear. You can't give a chiyuv. You can't give a shvua. So the moment you have a suffix, if he's chashin amemayna, so that means you have a suffix if he's chashin shvuasa. So he doesn't have a halachic halos din of chashin shvuasa. So you could give him a shvua. There's no halachic din that's stopping you. So there's no problem. So he's very nice. Since it's zil hachikam matzvinei. This person doesn't get a halachic din of chashin ashruasa because he doesn't get a halachic din of chashin amemayna.
But
we're not sure he's chashin. He might not even be chashin amemayna. He might be chashin and kula boy delay today.
Why wouldn't he have why wouldn't he have such a halachic a chiyuv to make a shvua? Because lefneiver, right? It's lefneiver.
You don't give a person who is vadai chashin halacha says that he's chashin amemayna, so he's vadai halachically chashin ashuasa.
But it's vadai
chashin ashuasa. We don't give a shvua to
because of lefneiver. So what's the
subject of this? This person is not a chashin ashuasa.
No, but once it's a suffix lefneiver, it should be a suffix.
I don't know suffix if they even, I don't know how these things.
No, work. I'm saying it's the same. Instead of being a vade, it's a suffix. It's still.
Okay, but the psul, the only time you get a psul that you can't give a shvua is if it's vada, if it's vada chashin. According to you. So how can you ever give a shvua? Maybe the guy will swear falsely. Suffix if they even.
The case where the guy's not chashin.
Obviously, it's a possibility. So there's a certain level that unless it's on a certain level of knowledge and he's paskin to be chashin, you don't have to worry for that. So I don't know what the gather is. So we're saying that if it's paskin, then he's chashin. Even chashin is only a suffix. So if he's paskin, then he's chashin amemayna. So then it's paskin, then he's chashin ashruasa. So we can't give him a shua. But if we don't, can't paskin that he's chashin amemayna, he's shavik chashin amemayna, so then he's shavik chashin ashuasa. So who says he can't get a shua? It doesn't follow. Like a svek seka. Even he's only a chashin. Even a chashin is a shavik. It's a shavik chashin. I don't know. Who says shavik chashin is possible a shua?
But when Rabba read the pasuk that said ki hu zeh, did he have a question about migud chashin mayu chashin shvuasa?
He didn't. I know that's where you have to do the Rav Shif, and okay, we'll have to read the Rav Shif. According to the simple pshat, Rav Nochem says it, and this other sefer, the Himrei Marshak says it. He says that Rabba has two unrelated kashas. And he could have asked each one before the other. So yes. So they say that Rabba would have walked in. He had a problem of migud chashin mayna chashuasa.
But what happened? If you don't have
Shiv, why not for it? Rav Shiv says not like that. You don't have to read the Rav Shiv.
I don't know. I don't know the bekiyus Rabbi yet. I know it's Mama Kaimis, but to me it's bekiyus. So I'm just asking if we don't know Kuli by the Nachbari, why would he have that question? According to Rebbe, it's only because of Bura by the Nachbari.
By definition, if you don't know the possibility of this Pashup Shad, until you bring in the possibility of Ishtamutek or Mishtamit, then by definition, obviously you're assuming if you're giving him a Shua, that means you're thinking that he's Bura by Nachbari. What else are you giving him a Shua for? giving him a shrua, you have to have kuda boidek rebi. You definitely have half boidek rebi. You're giving him a shrua. Until if you didn't think of until the Gemara comes up with the svara of ishtamute, so that means that you're why you're giving him a shrua because you're nervous that maybe he's stealing the half of money. So he's chashin amamayda by definition. That's by definition what it is. That's what everyone says that. That's not
on kuda though, right? That's not
okay. So kuda half, I don't know, but that's enough. You know, there's the fact that we're giving him a shrua means that we suspect him lying. So it means that he's chashem amayna. It's chashem amayna. It's chashem shrua. So Rabba Pashtus, that's what everyone, not everyone, except in Rav Shif, but even he says something similar, that the Rabba Pashtus would have had his kasha walking in. He says, look, I see the Torah makes you swear. That means by definition, the Torah is chashem you. So you're chashem amayna.
The Rebbe is just saying it's an order that both questions could have been asked right away.
That's what Rav Nochem says, and that's what this Meisha Imre Marav says, Mar Shach says. And the Mar Shif says not like that. That's what we want to get to the Maram Shif. But they both say that. That's the Pashas. They're two unrelated questions. The fact that, and each one has unrelated as opposite answers. And they have opposite answers because Zilhachikamatzirei. When you're there are two unrelated questions and each one has a valid answer. You can tie them in Manashach. So the answer is, I think the answer Manashach is if the question is in Mitzias, so then you can answer Mimanashach. Mimanashach, the Shua serves no function. But if the Shua is a din, so you don't have that din. There's no mimanashah. Just like by mamzer, if you're a suffix mamzer, you bad, I don't have the din mamzer. So if you're a suffix chashid, you bad, I don't have a din chashid. It's the din that makes the psur shua.
Rebbe, can we, instead of just answering the simpler, slightly simpler structure, instead of leaving the whole mamzer thing, it's just dumb. The Torah says you have a chiyah shvur, you're chayv until you know your pater. So until we know the guy's a chasha mamana, he has a schi of deraisa. We can't just throw away the chi of deraisa for not sure.
Okay, I mean, I think that is what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Torah wants you to swear because swearing serves a function and it's a very good thing. And there's a chance that you might be lying. We want you to swear. Except that there's a halachic din that according to the Tzad, Migid HaChashamad HaChashashruhatsa says that you can't swear, we can't give you a chiyush to swear if you're halachically a chashamalayna. So the moment we have a possibility of boy that I think. So you're not defined as a chashan amabayna. You don't get a chalai. You can't get a chalai sin of chashan amabayna because we're not sure if you're chashan amabayna. You're chashan that you're not telling the truth, but not chashan amabayna because there's a possibility of kuda boy that I then you're doing ishtamute.
According to this definition, what's the Gemara's question of, maybe you're going to say Migo the Chashad Amamana Chashad Ashvua. So he was never Chashad, he's only in a Suffolk to begin with.
No, because the Gemara didn't, and the Hamina didn't know the possibility of Ishtamute. So the Gemara, if you don't know the possibility of Ishtamute, so why are we making him swear? Because we think that he's planning on stealing the money and packing it. So that means that you're nervous for a possibility that he's a stealer. That means by definition that the Torah grants that he's a chashan amamayna. The fact that the Torah gives a shrua means by definition that he's a chashan amamayna. If he went to the chashan amamayna, you don't give a shrua. What are you giving a shrua for? He's not a chashan amamayna. So the Gemara's answer is no, because there's a possibility of ishtamute. So you can give a shvua even if he's not a chasham amayna. But the Gemara and the Hamina, which never heard of ishtamute, so thought that the only reason the Torah would give a chiyah of shvua is if it's a ishtamute. I'm sorry, if it's a chashim amayda. So the Gemara is asking, by definition, if the Torah is giving you a chiyah shuah, the chashim amayda, but then the chashim amayda makes chashah shuah. So because halachically, not from mitzias, but in the realm of halacha, they're the same. And halacha, they're the same. So if you're chashim on one, you're chashim on the other. And if you're chashah shuah, so there's a psul. So you can't swear. And for the Gemara, that we're not Zadai Kashin on Mamaina. The reason why you're swearing is because you're Kashin on Kudaboy Delaide and Shtamute Gomishamit. So the Torah never said this person is definitely Kashin on Mamaina. The Torah only said this person is definitely Kashin that he may be Shtamute, but he's not definitely Kashin on Mamaina. Maybe 50% chance he's Kashin on Mamaina. Just like that only makes him 50% chashin ashuasa. That doesn't create a psul in a chi yeshua.
And Rebbe, does it make a difference between Rashi and Taisus? Like in the world of Migu, because the Gemara says chazaka ain't other meyers. That alone would make him that now he's chashin ashuasa. Lu yitzu, you had that side because we're saying even in Rashi, some people say that, and he still says migu chashin amoina. I'm saying in the world of Migu, they'd say the same thing, Rebbe would say, that a chazaka she'ed amayis would make him like this coolie boy, that makes him now.
The Gemara didn't know yet, Ishtamute, when the Gemara is Akasha, according to Rashi. So if you don't know Ishtamute, he's saying, why in the world are you making this guy swear? Because you're nervous, maybe, he's trying to steal. Now, he's only trying to steal half. So you say, well, what do you mean? Obviously, the guy's an honest guy. Maybe the guy said no, because he admitted half because he had no choice, because ain't other mayors. On the other hand, he does have a choice because ain't other mayors. Pashas and Rashi, different than Tysus. Ain't other mayors is only on half, not on the whole thing. In other words, Pashas, Tyvis holds that ain't other mayors causes he wouldn't be mayors on the whole thing. And that's why Tyvis learns the Gemara's Kasha. Believe in because of ain't other mayors. Rashi, who didn't learn the kasha that way, pashtus, Rashi holds that ain't other mayors only causes that I wouldn't be mayors on the whole thing. But as ain't other mayors, I would be mayors on half. So the Gemara is saying that we suspect this guy of a crook. He was mayors on half, that's only because of ain't other mayors. But on the other half, that there is no sort of ain't other mayors, we mamish suspect him to be a crook. And that's it. That's what I'm saying. The Kuda boy did it right. He really wanted to be a kite around the whole thing because he's a crook. He couldn't be a kite around the whole thing because ain't other mayors. Ain't other mayors doesn't go on half, on the other second half. So on the second half, this guy's a crook. So then there's a new, if that's why you're giving him a shua because you're nervous that he's a crook, so then he's chasham amayna. If he's chasham amayna, he's chasha shuasa. Tara says, no, I wasn't giving him a shua because he's Kasha Mamaina. There's another possibility. There's a possibility, the 50, the possibility of Ishtamute. So I'm giving him a shua because maybe he's in Ishtamute, not because maybe he's a crook. So it's not inherent in the psak that I'm giving him a shua that he's a Kasha Mamaina. I never paskin in din that he's a Kasha Mamaina. I never paskin and din there is a chasham amayna, then I never paskin and din there is a chasham shuasa. So he can swear. What's the point? It serves a tremendous point. No one ever denied that it serves a point, except for what we thought. But so I'm claiming the Gemara never, we have Ruam Shad and Migu the Chashin.
The problem I just have is that I can't get the starting point straight, because if he's Kaifa Bakal, then we have no chashash, everything's good, there's no chashash, no shkuz, no nothing.
You're being over on Darish time at the crook. We're not at the Gemara, never, Tavis and Rashi don't want to learn that. No one's asking the Kasha, why is Maidem and Mixas different than Kaifer Hako? That's Darish time at the crook. We're not answering that Kasha. We don't know, we don't care. That's not our business. All we know is that for some reason X, unbeknown to us, why the Torah, when you're Moedev and Mixas, the Torah suspects you of stealing. Haraya, the Torah makes a chiyuv shvua. The Torah wouldn't make a chiyuv shvua. Torah makes a chiyuv shvua. I mean, the Torah is suspecting you of stealing. Why, by Moed and Mixus, they suspect you in stealing and kofer hakol nat? Tremendously good kasha. That theoretically would have been Rabbi's kasha, except any darish time in the cross. We don't ask that kasha. Good kasha. We don't know the answer. Lo yodea. We don't know. We don't have to know. We're not obligated to know. But the Maisa, by Kofer Moed and Mixus, you have to deal with the reality. The Torah makes a chiyuv shvua. That means, by definition, the Torah is choshen you. So now the only question is, what is a choshen you? So the Havamina is your choshen me of being a crook. Oh, choshen you being a crook, then you're choshen m'mayna. If you're choshen m'mayna, you're choshen shvuata. If you're choshen shvuata, you get a halachic psul shvua. Makes no sense. Ever the Gemara, no. It could be we're not choshen you on being a crook. We're chayshad you on kuda boy delayde and ishtamute. Therefore, you never get a halachic sacked in of migi the chasha m'mayna. B'meri, you never get a halachic sacked in of migi the chasha shvuasa. B'meri, you never get a psul shvua. If you're saying ishtamute, so then I should have a migui, whatever, or meshav aveda, because you're saying basically I'm an honest person, so I should get Meshav Aveda, whatever that soup tour is. Says no, because there's a possibility. We don't give up to a Meshav Aveda to people who are Kuda by Dinichfarei. There is such a possibility.
Rebbe understands that Ishtamute, the guy's not a crook somehow. He's not
Chayyim.
He's a good guy. Why? Why not? He's pushed it off. So what? Why is that? What do you mean? He's not stealing?
That's not called a chasha m'mayna. The shamute is not a chasha m'mayna.
But that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's not Rebbe.
Yeah. No, but Rebbe's making a chilek. Rebbe's trying to say that only on that side do we come in that there's no more chashash, right?
It's sad that ishtamute, he's not labeled a chasha m'mayna. He's labeled an ishtamute. So that's a different thing. He's labeled a guy who will push things off. Okay, but he's not labeled a chasha m'mayna. Only a chasha m'mayna gets a din of chasha shuasa, which creates a din that he can't swear. But an ishtamute does not get a din chasha m'mayna. You call him a different name. I don't know, whatever you want to call him. You're obviously not the biggest tzaddik in the world, but he doesn't get a halachic din of chasha m'mayna. The man doesn't get a chasha. Okay, let's go to the Maram ship. The Sandy one saying go to the Ramshif. Parshif Shad, without reading the Ramshif inside, because with the Ramshif inside, we're going to get into trouble. But let's say it outside. The Ramshif is trying to make that the Gemara's two kashas are in sequential order. That the Gemara could not have asked the second kasha without the first. So the way we set it up now, it's very good. Because the Gemara's opening kasha is that you're a Meshav Aved, or you're a Migui. Now, theoretically, there's two ways to answer that question. What are the two ways to answer that question? One way is the way the Gemara answers, that no, you don't have a Migui, because ain't other Meis. You're not a Meshav Aved, because ain't other Meis. But what's the other way you can answer the question, structurally a different way?
That the Migo is not a good Migo?
No. That's all the same structure. That you don't have a Migo. I just want a different structure. It doesn't work. I'm saying just the other structure would be that you are a Meshav Aveda and you have a Migo. But yet, for some reason, there's still a Chiyuv Shvua, right? You know, those are the two avenues. The Gemara's kasha is, why is there a Shvua? There's a Migui, Meshav Aveda.
You can't say that. Meshav Aveda, by definition, is potter.
I understand, but we're asking a question. I'm saying when we're asking a question, something is that we definitely think that Meshav Aveda, by definition, is potter. Now comes on Rabba, and we also think that over here, you're Meshav Aveda. So now we walk in, we have two assumptions. And based on our two assumptions, the Gemara and the Havamina thought that this is definitely a Migui, this is definitely a Meshav Aveda, and a Meshav Aveda is definitely Pater. Now, based on those two assumptions, they ask a Kasha, Rabbi asked a Kasha. So working structurally, not it's obviously it doesn't work, but I think structurally. Rabbi, you know, you try and answer a question structurally before you fill in the details. So Rabbi, before he answers the question practically, he says structurally, there are two avenues to go. You can either say that my assumption that this is a case of Meshav Aveda is wrong. It's not a case of Meshav Aveda. And I'll have to come up with some svara like Eino the Meyers to figure out why it's not a Meshav Aveda. But I don't know right now what that is, right? There's just, we're talking about Rabbi and his question. So Rabbi and his question doesn't know. He says, either the structure, if I ask Rabbi and his question, what do you think the answer is going to be? Before you got the answer, right? You know, that's how a person thinks. You don't know the answer yet. How do you think the structure of the answer is going to be? So Rabbi would say, well, there's two choices. Either the answer will be structured in this is not a valid midui. This is not a valid nature of Aveda. Why? I don't know. I'm going to try and break my head and think of a possibility. Or the structure is I made a different mistake. I was under the assumption that Meshav Aveda Migu is Pater from Shua. No, I'm wrong. Meshav Aveda Migu is Chayim is Shua. So he is himself sort of said such a possibility. Which means that, you know, we'll learn out, we see here that Meshav Aveda Migu don't Pater you from Shua.
Rashi doesn't know from Tosfos because Rashi didn't want to.
Yeah, but I'm saying the same type of idea that when Rabbi walked in, you know, we always say that when you ask the question, before you give the answer, you have to think of the structure, how you can answer the question. Then when you know the structure, then you can figure out the details. So I'm saying when Rabbi walks in and Rabbi asks his kasha, Rabbi had in his mind two possible structures to answer the question. In his mind, both structures were wrong. And that's why he asked the kasha. One structure is it's not amigui. Rabbi says, that's ridiculous. Of course it's amigui. Right? That was, well, the other structure is a measure of eight that's high and sure. Says, that's ridiculous. It's against the Mishnah. Measure of eight is pater and sure. So he has these two structures.
Why not a third?
I don't know if it's a third.
Exes a custom. Have a nice day. What do you mean?
No, because that's Tavin says Neda Mehacha. You can't say Exes a custom. So, okay, you want to make a third? Make a third. It makes no difference to me. We're just saying that Rabbi has in his head, when he asks the Kasha, he knows that there are two possible structures to answer him. In his mind, they're both no good. But when you're stuck with a Kasha, obviously one of these no good structures are going to have to be right. Right, so when Rabbi walks in, and the Rabbi couldn't have walked in and asked the Kashim, why don't we say Miga the Chasham Amayna Chasha Shuasa? Because we could say, well, wait a second, who says he's a Chasham Amayna? Maybe he has a Migui. He's not a Chasham Amayna. Well, what do you mean? If he has a Migui, he's not a Chasham Amayna. I have my first Kasha. Okay, that's your first Kasha, but we don't know what the answer to your first Kasha is. Maybe the answer to your first kasha is going to be that even though you have a migui and you're not chasham amayna, the Torah gives a shrua anyway, out of some kind of crazy fishing expedition that even Moshe, you know, we want the guy to swear just to be, because it's one out of a million possibility. So it calls mind that Rabbi doesn't know the answer to the first kasha. He can't commit himself for sure that this person is a chashan amamayna, because maybe the answer to the first kasha is that he's not a chashan amamayna, and Abel began, he swears. And since he can't commit himself that he's a chashan amamayna, then he doesn't have his second question, because it's based on the same chish that we're saying. If Nigur the chashan amamayna, chashan shuasa is a mitzias, it's an effort and fertility. So it makes no difference what you say, it's an effort and fertility. But if it's a din, that a chashan amamayna is pasul for shua, but if you're not a chashan amamayna, you're not pasul for shua. How does Rabbi know that this guy's chashan amamayna? Who said? Maybe the answer to the first guy, you Rabbi think the guy is a migui, so you Rabbi think he's not a chashan amamayna. So you can't ask the kasha migui the chashan amamayna chashan shua, because hey, who told you this guy's a chashan amamayna? Say, well, obviously he's chashan amamayna. because otherwise he wouldn't swear. I don't know. It's a good kasha. That's your first kasha. You don't think he's kasha man, and yet he swears. Okay, it's a strange thing. But I don't know the answer yet. No, not.
Speechless.
What?
Speechless.
Speechless means, I don't know, speech means, but you hear the idea. Speechless means it's good or speechless means it's bad.
The way Rebbe uses it on us.
What?
The way Rebbe uses it on us.
Which means?
I didn't get it, no.
No? I'm saying like this. We're saying Miga the Kasha Mamaya the Kasha Shuasa means not that it's an effort in futility. It's only if you get a halachic sock din that you're Kasha Mamaya. Now, is it mukhrach that a mode of a mixes is a halachically Kasha Mamaya? So you say, well, obviously it's mukhrach because why else are you swearing? So it must be that you're Kasha Mamaya. But Rabbah's first kasha is that you're not a kasha m'mayna. Rabbah, based on his first kasha, had a raya bruta that he's not a kasha m'mayna because he thinks there's a migui. So there's a stira. When Rabbah walks into the sugya of Modim and Mixes, he looks at Modim and Mixes. Rabbah says, you know what? There's a stira. The fact that the Torah is Mechaya Modim and Mixes a shrua proves that Modim and Mixes is a kasha m'mayna. The fact that there's a migui, or meishav aveda, proves that moed b'mixus is not a chashim amayna. What's the answer? I don't know. Rabbi walks in before he gives his first answer. He says, I don't know what the answer is going to be. Maybe the answer is that I made a mistake. It's not a good migui, and he is chashim amayna. Maybe the answer is I made a mistake, and even though he's not chashim amayna, you swear anyway, because even a person who's not Kasha Maina, you want to swear, just like I would say, like a fishing trip. You never know. He's not Kasha Maina, but let him swear. Well, you know, there's one out of 100 that he's a crook, so let him swear, right? So
everybody's saying that because he has the two questions, he can't ask the second question.
That's right, because...
But if he would only have the second question, if he never had the first question, then independently it could have worked.
Right. In other words, if he didn't have a migui, then of course he would have said, obviously, the fact that the Torah is mechayev you a shvua, that means obviously you're chashed am amayna, then I would have my first, second question. But there's an opposite indication. The fact that there's a migui shows that he's not a chashed am amayna. So Rabbah can't come along and say, I know for sure you're a chashed am amayna. Wait a second, I don't know. Kozman, I didn't answer my first question. I haven't determined that you're Kasha Maina. Now, I don't know what the answer for the first question is. There's two possible structures. The structure might be that I made a mistake. I thought there's a migui that's not a good migui, because ain't other mayas. But the structure could be that I made a mistake, and I thought that you only make a shrua when you're a Kasha Maina, and I made a mistake, and you make a shrua when you're not a Kasha Maina. And even it's what we call a fishing trip. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not Kasha Maina, but listen, it could be. You never know. Anything's possible. Let the guy swear. You never know. One out of a million. You know, we'll find out the hidden secrets in the closet. You never know. So the cold man that Rabbah doesn't have an answer to answer the stira, he's not convinced that he's Kasha Maina, because he has a 50% proof that he's not Kasha Maina. So they say, how could it be? I don't know. He doesn't know the answer to the first Kasha. So he doesn't know how it could be. But he can't say, well, you know for sure he's Kasha Maina. I don't know for sure, because the Migui says he's not Kasha Maina. So I'm not going to walk and say, well, I know for sure this person is Kasha Maina. You don't know that. You're unclear. You say, I know something is funny going on here by Moda Mimixes. I don't know. So how you Rabbi would never ask the second Kasha, because the second Kasha is only once you know for sure he's Kasha Amamayna. But Kozman that Rabbi didn't answer the first Kasha, he's not convinced that he's a Kasha Amamayna, because he has a very strong proof that he's not a Kasha Amamayna, because he has a Migui. How could that be? I don't know. I don't know, man. Somehow or another, it could be. What can I do? Yeah, the guy's not chasher mine, and I felt became the Torah gave the chiyuv shvua. Strange things. It makes no sense. I know chinami. That's my first kasha, but I can't jump and therefore say it must be that he's chasher mine. I don't know yet what the answer is. That's what I'm saying. It's like grabbing it.
Okay, so keep going. That's
structuring two possible answers.
So then it's going on the structure. So then what happens?
So therefore, the Maram Shif is very good. Rabba would never walk in and ask his first kasha, the Miga the Kasha Mina Kasha Shwasa, because Rabba in the beginning is not sure if this guy's a Kasha Mina. The fact that he has a Migul makes Rabba suspect that he's not a Kasha Mina.
Okay.
So then Rabba doesn't know if he's a Kasha Mina or not. If you're not a, and according to my Chiddush, not the simple shot, if you're not a chasher mamina, then there's no problem. Then it makes sense to give the guy a shvua because it's not an effort and futility. So if he's so, Rabbi can't ask the second question. So therefore, Rabbi first asks the first question. Once Rabbi answers the first kasha by saying it's not a migui, then now I'm committing myself that this guy's a chasher mamina. Now I know which structure to go. If he's a chasher mamina, then I have the second kasha. But till you answer the first kasha, you're not convinced that he's a chasher mamina because you don't know how you're going to answer the question. Maybe you're going to answer the question that even though you're not a chasher mamina, the Torah gives the shrua. So therefore, you can't ask me give the chasher mamina, chasher shruasa. No, you're getting a shake your head a little bit. I think it makes sense. If you will learn Miga the Chasha Mayna Chashwasa means it doesn't serve any function, then what I'm saying wouldn't make sense because it makes no difference whether you're Chashin or not Chashin. It just doesn't serve any function. But if you say it's a din that you have to be Chashin, Rabbi thinks that you're not Chashin. He thinks you have a Migui and he thinks you're not Chashin. So how can he ask a Kasha Miga the Chasha Mayna? Who said he's Chashin? He's obviously not chashin. He has a migui. I say, well, what do you mean? If he's not chashin, why is he smearing? Excellent question. That's my first question. I don't know the answer to that question. But I don't know.
So, is Rebbe saying that then the first step, it really, the migui is really asking that you can't, you don't have migui to chashin and chashin rosa at that exact time? In other words, the migui itself is attacking that?
He's not a chashin amamayna. Since he's not a chashin amamayna, it's illogical to mechayiv him a shvua. That's the Gemara's kasha. But we don't know what the answer is. Rabbi, when he asks the kasha, before he gives the answer, doesn't know what the answer is. And there are two possible structures. One structure could be the migui is wrong. There is no migui. You made a mistake. You thought there's a migui. There's no migui. Ain't other mayas. Okay, that's one possible structure. But the other possible structure is, no, you're right, there's a migui, and you're right, there's not caution. And you made a mistake because you thought that we would never give a shvua to Moshe Rabbeinu. Is that true? We give a shvua to Moshe Rabbeinu also. Even though he's not caution, we give him a shvua. It's also, that's also a possible structure. It's an illogical structure. And Rabbi would ask the kasha, how could it be? But Kozman, you don't have an answer. That's the two structures. You know, the both structures are illogical. Rabbi and his Avamina doesn't know the answer. So Rabbi, he asks the kasha, he says, there's two possible structures. Both of them, in my humble opinion, make no sense. And that's why he asks his first kasha. One structure is no me, it's not a good migui. That makes no sense. It sounds like the world's greatest migui. One structure is, and even though he's not a kasha, we give a shvua to Moshe Rabbeinu, that sounds makes no sense. Why in the world do we give a shvua to Moshe Rabbeinu? Now, that's where Rabbi starts out in his first question. So he's not going to walk in and say, now, before I answer this question, I got another question. Miga the kasha. You're not sure of Miga the kasha because you have it sad to say that he's Moshe Rabbeinu. And, you know, you don't know. So first answer the first kasha. First determine whether or not he's a kasha or a mamayna. And then you have your second question.
According to Rebbe, Be'etzim, if there was no migu and there was no Mishra Veda, he would have asked the kasha in the Hanami. But because that kasha,
there was no migu, then obviously, because the fact that the Torah says you swear, pashtus indicates that you're chashin amamayda. The logic says that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't swear. So if the Torah says you swear, then the assumption is that means you're chashin amamayda. But the problem is, but I have an indication that that's not true because you have a migui. So Rabba, therefore, is just totally confused in the beginning. He has opposite indications. The fact that you swear, and my logic says that Moshe Rabbeinu would never be given a chi of shua, implies that this guy's a chasha m'mayna. The fact that he has a migui implies that he's not a chasha shua, a chasha m'mayna. So Rabbi walks in and says, I don't know. I got opposite indications.
Right.
I know the answer to the kasha. The Meir, I'm never going to ask a question, Migu the Chasha Maina, Chasha Shwasa, because I don't know if he's a Chasha Maina. I haven't determined that yet.
Right. Now, that sounds very good to me. I don't in Taisvis. If you're me, but if you learn Meshra Veda is a din by itself, the pata, then I don't understand it because well, how does that show anything?
Also, it's a din that he's not defined. I don't know what Meshra Veda is, but it could also be that it makes it that he's not defined as a Chashim Amayna.
How? I'm saying if it's just a takana, it's a din of Meshra Veda, it doesn't talk to that
but
part.
But Taisvis Rashi, you have to learn Rashi is a derisive din, not just a takana. So
I agree. I'm saying even the derisive din, we're not Darish Krah, but if it's a Darish Krah, the Meshra Veda is not. I don't know how that talks.
I understand.
You have to talk. Maybe
it's not. You could say
Meshra Veda with a Taveya, then you do have to swear.
Meshav Aveda is a simon that the guy's an honest guy. The Torah assumes every Meshav Aveda is an honest person. It's like a migui. It's the same type of idea, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. We don't know enough. You know, we especially on the Rashi Meshav Aveda, the Raisa, we don't know what that is. So so we'll say that Meshav Aveda, the Raisa, is also an indication. Look what an honest guy I am. I did Meshav Aveda.
Somebody can say, somebody says, he's Chashul Amamayin, Chashul Shvua. So he says, by the way, I'm a Meshav Aveda. So therefore, I must be, I'm not Chashul Amamayin anymore because I happen to be.
A Chashul Amamayin would not be Meshav Aveda.
Really? Wow. Okay.
So the fact that I'm a Meshav Aveda, I'm not a Chashul Amamayin. That could have been Rabba's question.
But we're very worried about the other half. That's what we're worried about. Thank you very much. But what about the other half? That's what we're worried about.
The fact that I'm a Meshav Aveda proves to you that I'm an honest person. So therefore, there's no, you can't be chushing me. I'm a minor. Now, so then why are you swearing? It's an excellent question. Rabba's stumped. But Kol Ma that he stumped, he doesn't know. He's not going to ask the second question because he doesn't know whether you're a Chasham Amayna. He's stumped. He has opposite indications. So if you have opposite indications, you don't ask a Kasha. You determine whether he's a Chasham Amayna or not. So you deal with the first question first. The first question is he a Chasham Amayna or is he not a Chasham Amayna? He's not a Chasham Amayna. It doesn't make sense that he swears. How can he be a Chasham Amayna? He has a Meshav Veda Shua. There it is. We could avoid the difference, and it's
some kind of a minus.
Now that we determine that he's not a Meshav Veda and he's a Chasham Amayna, now I got a kasha. Meshav Veda is punter from Shua.
Meshav Veda is some kind of a minus. Meshav Veda is some kind of a minus on the second half. Something we're saying.
Okay. Okay. Something. Anyway, we're gonna go. I think I'm finished with this, unless someone wants to ask tomorrow. But I haven't liked this very much. I think it explains the Maram Shiv. Even though it's a little bit not so beautiful in his lashon, but you can need a little bit of a crowbar. You can stick it in. If you want, we can discuss that tomorrow. And so it answers the Maram Shiv, and it answers this other cipher. And it makes that, and it answers the steering route. You know, this is the Pshat according to Rashi.
But it comes out that if you are learning that Migo Dechashar Mamona Chashar Ashvua, according to the Rebbe system, that, you know, we have to pass on that Yechashar Mamona, so then we have to say that there was an order to the questions, no?
No, because you could say that the option that a non, that you swear that you're not questioned was totally absurd. And therefore, it wasn't even a possible, you know, even when he didn't know the answer, he knew for sure that that's not the answer. So then there'll be no order to the question. But if it's totally absurd that a person swears if he's not a Chashim Amayna, then there's no order to the question.
The McDonald's now son could say that there's no order, that one could have been asked, you know, out of order.
Right, because he might feel that this structure that to say that the Torah gives a chiyuv shvuah, even though you're not Chashim Amayna, is so absurd that we know, even before we know the answer of Eina Demeis, we know the structure of the answer has to be that it's not a good migud. That's the only possible structure. There is no other possible structure, which is what I would say even the Ram Shiv's Lashon too, because Ram Shiv also is mashma that we were inclined to this, to assume that that's the right structure. I have to fit that into his words, because this option that a non kofar I call that you're not a kosher mina and still you swear is a very far fetched possibility. Okay, all right. So I think tomorrow I would like to move to read Taisis when they Ma Amar Torah, if that's okay with anyone. Unless people want to ask something.
But Rebbe can explain what the Rosh Yeshiva say back. I just want to know what the other side is, that they don't hold to the Rebbe's first Hanukkah. That's what it is. The Rosh Yeshivas would say that it has to be an order.
Right, because they assume that there's no option to say that a person would swear if he's not Chashim Amayna. That's not even when you don't know the answer, that's not even one of your possible structures. Certain structures are not structures. It's so absurd, it's not even a structure. Okay, so hopefully tomorrow, unless someone has other plans, we'll see. We'll try and do Taivis with Neyma Abra. We'll start reading Taivis. Okay, you should kayak, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.